From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesco on the Fan on this busy and important Thursday, the 11th day of October, kind of a gray, rainy, although we haven't gotten all the rain that we expected, but maybe there's more coming for this evening's game. So they will play that outlined against the cold, gray October sky, as the old saying goes, if you remember the words of Grantland Rice. But that's many, many years ago. And the Giants tonight get another chance. I think their last chance to get it right. That's the bottom line. You can start to finesse the schedule, and you can say that it didn't come up as tough maybe as you thought. And you can say that maybe 8-8 will win the division, and all that might be true. But the bottom line is the nonsense has to stop. The mistakes have to stop. The other team doing whatever it takes to win has to stop. The Giants need to win a football game. They need to win it tonight. That's all there is to it, okay? If they don't, why would we in any way take them even the least bit seriously? If they have anything, they win this game tonight. They're home on a Thursday night. They're playing a defending champion. They're inside their division against a major rival. And the home team on Thursday night always has an advantage. So there's no reason in the world that this team cannot win this game. And you know what? I know they've come close in games and this year, and there's been a lot of things that have gone wrong and different things that have happened. The bottom line is, you know what? No one in this division is any good this year. No one in this division is special. The Eagles have a very big excuse. They're coming off a championship. That next year is always a tough one. The other teams in the division, no real excuses. But the Giants, you know what? Here now, standing here against the 2-3 Eagles tonight, have an opportunity, but this is it. This is their last opportunity. You know, they had an opportunity against the Jaguars, and they fell 5 points short. They had an opportunity against the Cowboys, and they laid a big egg, and it was much more than the 7 points that it looked like on the scoreboard. They beat the Texans in a game that we really thought would propel them, and they come off that, and then having chances against the Saints, let the game fall apart in so many ways and wind up losing that with the Saints going away, and then, of course, get beat by an historic field goal after they make a big run from way back in the fourth quarter, put up 15 points, and then watch as Gano kicks a 63-yard field goal to break their hearts. And you know what? He knocked them down. Can they get up? That's what it comes down to. No one cares about anything to do with nonsense. No one cares about Beckham's nonsense. No one cares about what he thinks about this guy or that guy. No one wants to hear who's injured. The bottom line is show up tonight and win a football game or just go away. That's really what it is, because you know what? Enough already. It's 1-4. You've had opportunities. No more reasons, excuses, whatever. The bottom line is go out there tonight and play a football game that you can play from start to finish. On special teams, on defense, they get Vernon back. Don't get beat up on special teams. Don't mess up on special teams. Don't get beat on special teams. Don't make any mistakes. Don't blame the officials because they make bad calls. Don't blame anything else. Look in the mirror and win this game tonight. That's the bottom line. There's nothing else left. That's it. 1-4 is barely alive. 1-5 isn't alive. I don't care. Even in a division where maybe 8-8 wins it, why would we think for a second that if this team on a short week at home on Thursday night, and there is no bigger edge in the NFL than the team at home gets on Thursday night, it is an enormous advantage. The only thing the Eagles get in their corner would be two minor things. One, they don't have far to travel. And two, they know their opponent very well. That's the two things they get out of this game. Nothing else. Yes, it was a hard game to come back from, losing the way the Giants did. It was a heartbreaking defeat. Was there some things they could take from that game? Possibly. I mean, listen, they did some things well, especially in the fourth quarter, coming from behind, making big plays. You know, Eli to Beckham finally, you know, coming down the field, getting the second drive started, making the plays that you had to make, getting Barkley into the end zone, and then having, we know, your heart ripped out with a third. It was a 63-yard field goal. But put that all aside. Put aside all the nonsense. Put aside the first five games, all the problems, all the heartache, every bit of it. Put it aside. None of it matters when you take the field tonight. Just win the game. win the game, get 11 days off, and then go dig in on a Falcon team which has completely been destroyed by tough defeats and injuries on defense. Destroyed. Do they have weapons? Yeah, they do. But their defense is absolutely just destroyed by injuries this year. So you got 11 days to prepare for that game. Do it off a win. 11 games off a loss. You know what? This team will splinter from here to there if they have 11 days off another loss. Because we can all say all those problems are beneath the surface now. And they might be for the moment. They won't be. Because, you know what? When teams have that stuff going on and they lose, it's everybody for themselves. And you find out who's the first rat off the ship. And then all the stuff filters up and all the stuff falls apart. And then it's everybody's fault. That can all end this evening with one win. And then they're alive. And then they can go play a game they can win. And you know what? They will not play many games the rest of this season that they can't win. Where you look at the game and say, I don't like the matchup. After the Falcons, and that one's not anywhere, that's not a game they can't win. They can win that game now. It's not the same Falcon team. There's even talk the Falcons might trade off a couple of guys before that game is even played. There's even been talk of that. Redskins after that. Niners with no quarterback after that. Buccaneers after that. Trip to Philly, okay, not easy. Visit from the Bears, all right, improved, but anything but unbeatable. Redskins again. Titans. You know it's going to be a close game. Defensive-minded, no matter who the opponent is. Colts. Cowboys. The rest of that schedule is one they can dig into. But they still have to get to 2-4. Do they have to get to 3-4? We'll wait. We'll discuss that in 11 days after we see what the landscape looks like as far as this division when you got a couple more Sundays put away. But right now, this one has to be won. They can't go to 1-5. 1-5 won't work. 1-5 in 11 days won't work. It's 1-4, and it's got to stop right now. No excuses, no nonsense, no interviews, no throwing guys under the bus, no speeches, no garbage. Just play football. That stuff is all nonsense. It's all for losers anyway. Go win a game. Play a game from start to finish, all three phases, and win a game. And stop the nonsense. If this team has anything, they do that tonight, back after this.